Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome again to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live this evening. It is Monday, July 1st, 2013, on bbsradio.com, Station 1. Monday is the Healing Highway with the Creation Lightship, and Ron will be here tonight. We have a lot of great emails, questions, testimonials from all of our listeners. Like to welcome everybody, and if you have questions tonight, you can type them into the fast chat or send them to me at clfquestions@yahoo.com. So thanks everybody for joining us, and if you'd like to, you can bring up the large picture of the light being, and Ron is going to give that some peace energy. So you can find that at bbsradio.com/creationlightship or Ron's webpage, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and everyone, just give everybody a second to bring up the picture, and we'll get some nice male peace energy.
Okie doke, here we go. So, put the light being up on your monitor screen, and here we go. So, one, energizing it for peace energy, two, three, four, and five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we're running male energies now from the light beings all the time because of the situation here, I guess, on this planet with things coming in and more alien attacks and stuff. So the males normally somehow add a little more energy to help us out. And that's why I'm running males versus the females or the non-gender. So we're running male energies all the time. And I'll be doing that probably, forever now. So, let's see, we could do maybe an emotional clearing. So we'll just call this, to make it simple, a situation clearing, in a sense, because you probably have a situation and you'd like to get yourself released from that, from the trauma of what happened. And here we go. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And for some people, it seems like they're sort of in amazement and shock that we're already in the seventh month, you know? And they look upon the whole year, and it's not really there. They may bring up a couple issues, but all of a sudden, you're in month of July, and the 4th of July is coming, since this is the 1st on Monday. And where did the year go? So, very interesting. Also, I find that the clones now are having more personalities, like humans, and that's the way they're coming across now. So they're actually acting like humans now. Before, they were pretty docile a few months ago, maybe when they first came in. So if you do see people acting normal to you, but they're still not too smart, that's the reason. They probably have a low IQ, but they think they know everything. So that's not like your neighbor. Anyway, so back to you, Elizabeth.
That's so interesting, Ron. I know it definitely a lot of people have been saying that. And I don't know, maybe do you want to do a clearing for the number 7 and the number 1, since we're in the 7th month here and we have the first day of a new month?
Yeah, sure. Here we go. So clear the 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll do the letters too, so July is easy, so we'll do the J, clearing the J, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the U, clearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the L, clearing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the Y, clearing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll do the 1 again, so 1, the number 1, we're clear, then we'll do O-N-E, so here we go, the O, clearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the N, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the E, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and we got 2013, so clearing the 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So let's just play a little game here before we start the show off. Let's clear off the energy of a year ago. Remember, we say things always recycle. And so maybe you're one of these people that are listening. You have maybe an RV and you want to travel for the 4th of July. That's a possibility. Or maybe you're waiting for that family barbecue, or you belong to an organization and they're having a big barbecue or something like that. You know, people have get-togethers on the 4th. And so that energy for that day a year ago on the 4th of July, that's when it clears the 4th of July, is still with you. So let's clear that energy away and just see if you feel better. Here we go. So clearing it. I'll use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you should notice the energy now. And look upon it and just see if they were trying to reconnect you. Remember, the 4th is 3 days away. So maybe they were giving you the days these unwanted universal travelers were out there hooking you up to last year's event. You know, so see if they were doing that to give you some more trauma, because they do have key days, and this would be one of those major key days that we have, you know, that people experience. Normally it's like Easter and Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then the different other holidays that we do have, Memorial Day, et cetera, Labor Day, 4th of July, maybe a couple more in there, Mother's and Father's Day. So all these things do have an impact on us. If you were triggered and you had trauma on that day, it might just recycle the year after. So I'll just see if you feel different now about having that get-together with maybe some people that you're going to be with, because it might be a whole different scenario because you're not locked into a mind control program from the past. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's really important, and it brings up a really important point about timelines and how we get corded to these timelines and how they can really affect our lives. So one of the really great things that we can do is timeline crashing, which you can find those on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And if you type in the word timeline into search for a healing, you can get a timeline crash for a week or a month. And if you have maybe something that's been bothering you or something that keeps sticking around and won't go away, it's a really great thing to do if you can timeline crash it for a week and just see if that gives you any relief. And I know we actually have a lot of emails tonight from listeners who have been doing this, and also people who have also had a lot of success with getting rid of different issues in their lives. So I know that a lot of the times if we have something that happens or a specific day we feel like we think about all the time, that might be a good thing to try, is a timeline crash. So you can find that at creationlightship.com. So we just finished wrapping up the 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, which Ron often calls the just the conference calls. And we're finished with those for the month of June. So yesterday, Sunday, was the last 8-hour healing intensive call. And I actually had just a really quick, Ron, wanted to share this. I put out a couple glasses of water because I was on as an absentee. And last night I had all these mosquito bites. And the mosquitoes here have just been really bad on the East Coast because we've had so much rain. So last night I came home and I said, oh, my gosh, I must have had like 10 bites just on my one arm. And I saw the glass of skin misting water, and I just put a glass out and put a little post-it on it that said skin misting. And I rubbed the water all over my arms. And this morning when I woke up, I didn't have any bites. So, I mean, maybe like one or two were still there, but they were pretty much all gone. So that was great. And if you'd like to get more information about the 8-hour healing intensive calls, you can sign up for the email at creationlightship.com. So I'm going to go over to the Yahoo mail, and we're going to see, we have a lot of actually great emails. There's also, I wanted to mention before I do that, the water charging. And it's only $1 for the water charging. If you go to creationlightship.com, you can find that there too. And that's a really good, can basically charge the water for whatever you need it for. And I found it to be really effective for my bites last night. So that was great. I was really fortunate, like felt very lucky to have that. So I actually have a great testimonial, Ron. And if it's okay with you, I want to go ahead and read that.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so this person just wanted to say that the auric field protection is amazing. And they say the energy around them is amazing. They did the psychic billboard clearing and put space holders around them. So whenever they went to work, they were at peace. The energy was peaceful. People that used to rub them the wrong way at work were all at peace and no negative stuff happened. Their mind chatter went down to zero. So they do this every day before they leave the house. Thank you so much. I can't say thanks enough, for my life has definitely changed. Women go shopping for clothes and shoes. Well, I have to say the clearings are where I spend my money on. I am not interested in anything else but getting rid of alien stuff, for nothing comes close to the clearings that I do on your website.
So that's great. I don't always hear all the testimonials from people and stuff. For myself, I expect everything to work, so I just—it's great to hear them. But yeah, it's once you realize that these clearings work, a lot of people at first are kind of skeptical because they go, "How can I get a healing off of my monitor screen or have something work for me on the internet?" And I've even been drilled by people at expos. What program did you use? How did you do this? You know, and in fact, I'll tell you a good joke. We were in Los Angeles doing the Conscious Life Expo. I believe that's where it was. Yeah, and this probably was maybe 3 years ago, approximately. I do normally 2 expos a year there, and so there was these engineering people, you know, from a different country, and they wanted to see how the light infusion chamber worked, and they thought they could probably, copy it themselves and bring it to their country and have it work. And so they went in there, and probably being more scientific and being men, they didn't think it did anything. And very possibly, I don't know. Who knows what happened, they didn't understand anything about it, and they couldn't analyze it. I get people asking me, well, what frequency of bulbs do you use and different things like that? What's the technology behind it? It can go on and on. So I'm sure they probably asked you, Elizabeth, when you're helping out at the booth that we have in New York, very similar things. In fact, do you have any interesting questions that people have asked you about the light chamber that you may want to share with people, or maybe how people have looked when they come out or anything like that? It might be interesting to hear it from you since you have helped out at the booth a lot.
Well, it is interesting, Ron. And, you know, the first time I went to the expo, I just went as, just a regular attendee. And it was very interesting. The energy around Ron's booth at the expo and around the light chamber is just completely different than pretty much every other exhibitor that's there, because it somehow seems more real. It doesn't seem like a cardboard cutout. It seems very dimensional. That's the only way I can use to describe it. And the energy is really different. And it's actually amazes me that, you know, people walk right by it, because to me it's so noticeable. But the first time I went in, It was at the New Life Expo at the Hotel New Yorker, and you just feel so much different after you come out. I mean, everything seems quieter, and you're in New York. It's busy, it's noisy, and you come out and you just feel so peaceful, which is not easy to do in New York City. So it's a great experience, and I noticed the people coming out, even if they were kind of like, oh, I didn't get it, or I don't really know what's going on, they just are smiling, and they look very calm, and they look very, very peaceful. But I found, like, a lot of people were asking me, you know, when I would go back and help out, they would kind of say, oh, what kind of light does he use? Or, you know, what kind of light is that? So I always thought that was kind of interesting. And they're always wondering, you know, what's in the light? Or, you know, is it some kind of special light? Because, you know, I guess they have these, you know, people have these light boxes that they use, and it's supposed to be antidepressants or something. So I guess they're maybe thinking along those lines. But yeah, it's a great experience. And if you're anywhere near New York City, the next New Life Expo is going to be coming up in October. So we'll have more information about that when we get closer to the date. I myself just find it really kind of like centering, grounding. I find that I'm not easily distracted. I feel more focused on whatever I happen to be doing. My mind isn't, you know, jumping from thing to thing. It's a very grounding experience to sort of connect with your spirit like that. And also the energy there is a lot stronger than it is, for me anyway, on the BBS shows and at the conference calls. It's just very powerful to be around that energy. So feels great and very peaceful. So that's pretty much all I have to say, Ron.
Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to talk about with the a specific person at one of the expos?
There must be
so many stories.
Probably have some day where I could. I'd have to really plan this because I'm more in the now, and I'd have to really figure out what I have done at the expos to help people.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably talk about some of these things right now if I can bring some up. Let me see here.
I just remember the one time there was a woman that thought there was some kind of a massage device.
Oh, yeah,
behind
yeah.
Behind the eye mask that you have everybody put on.
Yeah, so that happened in Los Angeles. I think it was, let's see here, maybe last October in Los Angeles, the Conscious Life Expo. So this is a lady goes in there, and like everybody else, put the mask on, and it's about, it takes 5, 6, 7 minutes, something like that, in the chamber. We break. So it's like about a minute and a half plus maybe a 15-second break, we'll say, and then it goes on. We do four of those per session. So she was in there for one time, and she got so relaxed because she thought that there was some kind of, like, little vibrator thing, like you have, like, on your cell phone, you know, that buzzes. She thought she had something like that in the eye mask. So she gets done, takes the mask off, you know, and starts feeling it for a battery pack, you know, and the little, you know, mechanical little buzzing things, because she actually had her eyes massaged. And then when she found out that the mask was just a regular mask, then she was even more excited, you know. So it was, and she was telling everybody about her experience, and it was just great. That's one of them. I mentioned working with more than one person back in New York, because New York is kind of maybe a hot spot, we'll say, for more abductions and strange things happening. Number one, because there's all different cultures there. People flock to New York from all over. And also because of probably Montauk out there. So New York is very interesting. And I get a lot of people that have been abducted there and been experimented with for or through different means of energy. So I just can't go too far into that. But from there, working with people, taking out cameras out of their eyes, microphones out of their ears. Let's see, what else? Jesus, it's been so much. Watching people when I'm doing my healing work, they'll pop in and see people on the computers doing nothing, sometimes for 6 hours, and they probably have a shapeshifter in their body. They fit into society there. Most people in New York tend to wear suits, and I don't own a suit. I just wear my T-shirt a lot of times. So, you know, that's the way I am if you've seen me, except, you know, I do have a button shirt, you know, that I wear. But basically,
that's great.
All of a sudden, you see these suit people coming in. I'm sorry if you wear suit people out there. People do wear suits, but, you know, and they're at their computer, like, doing this this work that, you know, they're supposed to be doing. And they're there for my whole session time. And then sometimes when I was first doing the timeline crashing, I had many, many types of people there speaking other languages besides English. And there's normally a couple at each table where I was at, which I call the Alien Cafe. Well, since that time, unfortunately, they took out the plugs in the wall, so people normally do not go there any longer with their computers because they can't plug them in. So that's kind of a bummer. But I've at the times I'd be there with maybe I'd say 7 to 8 different types of people, like Russians and Polish and Chinese, Spanish, you know, all these foreign languages were there because you could hear them talking off and on, but they're not really doing too much because they're looking at the computer. And then when I get done with all my sessions, when I would start to leave, they'd leave at the exact same time. And so not only having remote viewers come and visit me that I can see when they come in, these are actually physical people. I won't use the word spying on me, but they need to know intel of what's happening, which they connect with their own particular government or their agencies that want to know what's going on because they have no clue. So that's what happens. So it's a way to, anyway, I've seen so much going on with things. It's unreal. I worked with a lady in Oregon, and she was, I mentioned this before on one of the shows, I think, but she's one of the top people in her state doing this type of healing. Came over to me and says, "Ron, I'm really messed up. You know, I'm not supposed to take on energies, they say, with this particular healing. It has the word like data in it, okay? So I'll say these data healing people." She says, "Man, I'm really messed up. I've been doing it for like, I think, 5 years or something, and I've taken on all these energies." So I started working with her. It took about an hour and a half. And she's jerking, bouncing off of her chair, what she's sitting on, twisting, groaning, moaning, as I got these entities and aliens out of her. So that was quite something. Just many, many things happening. One day we saw a bunch of clones coming out of Penn Station. If you've ever been there, you know, there's lots of people at rush hour around 5 o'clock. The street is like jam-packed full of people. You know, everybody's trying to take the same territory to walk on. And so, there's lots and lots of people. And they were all clones. So that was probably about 5 years ago, I think. But I've had a lot of experiences that, you know, I can't even probably even recall or remember. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. I wish you had something else that I could share. Oh, when I first started doing the timeline crashes, in New York, you notice that if you live there, or New Jersey, I would guess, probably once an hour, you normally would hear a fire engine, or at least a siren, we'll put it that way. So I'm doing these timeline crashes, and every time I start one, you hear a fire engine going somewhere. And you go, "Wow, that's really weird." So I'm doing some timeline crashes in the lobby at the New Yorker Hotel. And this is probably about 6 o'clock. So this is like rush hour, right? And all of a sudden, as I'm doing the timeline crashes, plus I have the clouds on the website that we took at that time, if you want to, or during the, within a day or two, okay, if you want to go to the website and look at these ice cube type clouds in the sky, you can see them. So here we are doing these clearings there in the lobby. All of a sudden, I think a hook and ladder truck pulls up. About four other trucks pull up. The whole street's blocked off. Police are all around directing traffic. And the firemen come in with their axes and their, you know, everything else that they have, you know. And they have to go check out maybe an alarm that went off in the building. So that was one of the more bizarre ones. But anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's true, Ron. And I wanted to just jump back a second with the healer that you were working with, because I actually have a question from someone who used to be a healer. And this person used to practice reflexology and Reiki. And I'm just going to edit here a little bit, but she says, having listened again to your Why Not to Be a Healer sample archive, I'm worried that there is nothing I can do now to avoid getting any of the ailments my clients had. She says, although she never used any of the symbols, as the energies would flow through her hands when starting a reflexology treatment. She also used to volunteer as a healer at an AIDS charity. And she's wondering, would the dark side practitioner's clearing be enough, or are there other clearings that would help too? She's long since destroyed all the paperwork, so no longer has any of the clients' names, which probably is a good place to start. But maybe you want to talk about that a little bit, and I'll think of some clearings that might work too for that type of clearing out that energy, because that can be tough.
And if anybody else has any ideas too, if you can put that into the fast chat, that would be great. Yeah, the dark side practitioner will work for yourself because you are running energy to somebody, so you want to put your name in there also. And, you know, put the names in of the people that you were trained or worked with in the process of learning how to do your artwork, okay, whatever you're doing there. If you are doing Reiki, then you are using symbols because that's how the energy comes across. Even though you may not be consciously or moving your hand, you know, a lot of Reiki people start moving their hands around to depict a symbol, and they draw it like in the air. So if you're, even though you may not do that, the energy can still go through you. So just being a Reiki person means that you are using it, even though you may not know it. So I would probably clear the symbols. You may have to do cordings to the people, energetic cordings, to get yourself released from them because you went into their energy system and attached your energy, your body energy, along with the energy that the aliens wanted to give you to do this particular healing on the person. So a cording would be one. The next one is, you probably want to do a whole lifetime entity clearing and maybe even do the unlimited. First do the whole life, and then you want to do the unlimited so you stay current. And that way you can get rid of the stuff that you picked off and up from the people. So if you worked on somebody who had cancer, right, and let's just say that you're working with hospice, okay, and you think you have this calling, and these people are, not going to be around in the next year, we'll say. And you're working on them to make them feel better or whatever, you could be picking up entities with cancer that they have. They can hop into you. And then they can also activate a new cancer that your body genetics has in store that's not awakened yet. And this is why I say healers die of the illnesses that they have worked on. So that's what I would do, is probably get rid of the entities that maybe have cancer or have a sore toe or a broken arm or a shoulder condition or whatever you have done to give them relief. You may have entities there. So cording and entities are probably two big ones. You may want to go back and do the people cording clearing. And that would be probably a seven generational one after that one, I think. So that would probably I'd at least go back maybe the first seven generations. So those are all kind of big clearings. You know, naturally you want to do your emotional one first. And then you also probably, I would keep doing maybe the timeline crashes for doing healings in the past. And that could be pretty tricky because you'd have to probably pick a date. And, you know, if you were at a certain place and you know about it, and this might be really mind-boggling for anybody to figure out, but if there was a certain day that you did clearings on, maybe, you know, we'll just say that you went to a place on Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, then you may want to do a timeline crash for that. And also maybe do one when you got your certificate for being a Reiki person, Reiki master, Reiki healer, and crash that particular time and do that a lot. Remember, the timeline crashes, for what I'm finding out from people, like I've mentioned, when I first started them, I figured maybe 10 crashes would probably be enough because people felt a tremendous amount of relief after 10. And then one person was very, very into it, we'll say, and they were feeling some relief, and they did 1,000 of them. So the plot thickens. So how much are
you?
You know, and so maybe do 100. And some people, the energy, strangely enough, some people that are really dedicated to their life will do a lot of these clearings, and they say, you know, Ron, I didn't feel much until maybe like the people doing the seven generational clearings. One person told me, you know, I didn't feel much until I got back, you know, and you know, I did like four of these seven generational clearings, and all of a sudden I felt something. I thought I was kind of wasting my time, but I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and do it because I know there has to be something back there. And then all of a sudden, wow, they go, this really worked good. So you could even do the alien attack page for the aliens that are behind the Reiki energy. Remember, Dr. Yusui, in a sense, didn't eat, I guess, and meditated for a week or something, you know, and was out by himself, and then all these visions came to him. And so they just probably, you know, broke his body down enough to give him a vision, and they hooked him up and then had people talk about Reiki. So, you know, and it's hard to say what it is, but whatever you're doing, running energy into people, okay, people think that they can run energy like, you know, by plugging into something outside of themselves and invoking the angels or whatever, and doing a healing, well, what are you hooking yourself into? Since source energy doesn't have a name or is not in judgment, as you start bringing in these energies outside of yourself, they're not from the light because the light doesn't do that. Although that's really hard to tell people when they're indoctrinated so much. And I'm sure that if I went up to anybody on the street and I said, you know, the only thing out there that's angels is aliens posing as them, they'd probably think I was completely crazy. But anyway.
Well, you know, Ron, it's really true, and you make so many good points, and I think it's like you don't want to mess around with that stuff because it's kind of like having no training going into the command center of NASA and then just like randomly pushing buttons, you know, and not really knowing what you're doing. So it's very difficult. I mean, how do you know what you're controlling or what's coming into you? You don't. But my guess would be it would kind of be depending on what type of healing you did to check in and see maybe what you felt corded or connected to. And you can always get on the cording calls, which are on the cording removal specials, which are Tuesdays, and then the entity removals, which are Friday calls. So those are two really good ones. And the other clearing that Ron mentioned was the energetic people cording release, and that one goes from generations 1 through 7 all the way back. So maybe if you're still having trouble, give those a try and see where those energies are centered and what they're centered around. I also have Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
You can also, you know, as you're listening here, and maybe you did healings for a long time, and maybe this is the person who asked the question, and you're about ready to throw up because you know you worked on, you know, 5,000 people or more, you could just look at the different situations that you worked on them with. Okay, so you might have sore muscles or aches or broken bones or cancer or whatever. So do timeline crashes on that particular type of ailment to get you off of that timeline. Okay, so let's just say you worked on a cancer person 10 years ago, and they naturally died. And so you probably picked up part of their cancer energy because it's got activated in you. And you're not dead yet. You don't feel like you have cancer. But you are 10 years into possibly having it, and maybe it might pop up in another 10 years. So you want to do a timeline crash for cancer. Remember, you put your finger into the pot of cancer and stirred it up, and that got stirred up in you. So, you know, that's how you need to look at it, as what did I do? What type of clearings, healings did I do? And now I need to look at that as if this here is on my psychic billboard and it's going to be dropping into my lap someday. And I don't want to have that happen. So what you do then is a timeline crash, many of them, and do as many as you can do. I would say like at least 100, maybe 500 of them. And then from there, just see what happens. Then also, you may have death barcodes happening because of all the people that you helped out. Remember, what's the old saying? The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Well, yeah, that's what they do, okay. So automatically, you may have started your death barcode going because you were helping other people. So I would definitely do the death barcode clearing, even though you might feel healthy, because you know you have them anyway. And just start it off. In fact, if the person's listening who did the clearings, it feels like you have about 7 of them. So that's what I'm picking up for that one particular maybe email there, I think. I'm picking up like 7 right now. So
yeah, I think this person is listening, Ron.
Okay, so you want to do probably 7 death barcodes. If you already did some, you know, maybe you gave me an email and you did 5 already, then I would probably do 7 more because I'm picking up 7. So just do 7 and see how you feel. You'll start feeling your energy coming back to you. So, and maybe these 7 are going to be in your future. Maybe they're all going to hit within a year. That's the way a lot of them work. They work, you know, fairly quick as you get to the end of them there. You know, once you have the ones that start happening more frequently after they try to take you out at a younger age, then as you get older, they start coming upon you, and they don't want you to live probably more than 3 years after you have an illness. So you may have a couple in there, you know, be happening all at one time. But anyway, I would say do 7 of them. And then don't forget to do the stress death barcode after you do the 7s. And I would not do them consecutively. Just first do the death ones. You know, it'll take you 14 hours. Unless you feel funky, then you want to do the emotional part of it over again. So 14 hours minimum. Do it on a weekend probably if you have a weekend off. And then maybe the next week or two or whatever, then do the stress death barcode or do 7 of those. And you can only do 1 at a time. You can't put multiple screens up. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully those things will help you out. And I know a lot of this can feel overwhelming, and you're sort of maybe going, oh, my gosh, how am I going to go do all this, and what am I going to do? But if you think about it, you can always just set aside the time to do it, maybe an hour a night or a half hour every night, you know, instead of watching your favorite TV show, you can do 20 timeline crashes. And I think that's helpful. If you get the timeline crash for a week, you don't have to do it all at once. You can space it out over a week and say, okay, this is my time to do my work on my healings. And it's very helpful to do it that way too. I noticed one thing, and I kind of brings me to the next question from the listener, and it has to do with the weather. And I noticed this myself. they're asking what is up with the massive heat waves in the United States. And we have had here on the East Coast just this incredible torrential rain and flash flooding, and then it disappears and the sun comes out. And I notice, you know, when I'm on the road or when I'm traveling and I'm not at home doing the timeline crashes for or the gray skies clearing, and that's a free clearing that you can do, which, you know, everyone should definitely take advantage of that, and through creationlightship.com, and also you can donate to Ron if that one helps you through PayPal. But I noticed that if I don't do that, the weather seems to be a lot worse, you know, like it was this morning. So, Ron, any thoughts on that, or is it just, you know, a bunch of timelines crashing together?
Yeah, what I think is happening is that we're probably dealing with timelines that are maybe coming in now. Maybe they're not stabilized again. So you might find yourself, like I say, taking a step, and the step that you're going to put your foot on feels kind of mushy or something, or it's not there, and you might even end up, we'll just say energetically, putting your foot in a hole, and then you fall over. You wonder, gee, how could I have done that? I'm only taking a step. So, I would say that the timelines are not solidified, and the aliens that are controlling our weather here are probably maybe fighting over the timelines to see which one can control us the most. And maybe the programs are now getting kind of mixed up, and there's no synchronicity there. So, you know, if you do see good weather, then all of a sudden it turns bad and it gets good again, well, that's not a normal reaction, and you know, to what's happening. Normally it should be pretty consistent. I've seen days where it's been very, very windy, and the clouds aren't moving, along with everything else, you know. Or it's windy, you open your car door and it's windy, but the leaves are not blowing on the trees, and you go, what's going on here? You know, well, you just have to know that. Strange days, you know, and the aliens are changing things. So, you know, I could probably say that would be, that last example would probably be in a different location, maybe a different grid line, and that's not hooked into that other system that's going on maybe 100 feet from you, because you're in a different timeline, but you're viewing it. So anyway, a lot of strange things. So, I guess back to you, and also put your photo next to your computer. So if you do have to go out and about and you want to feel better or have situations around you maybe be a little different, remember the light cannot judge your situation, but you can request a timeline crash and keep it on your computer. You can only do it for 5 minutes, though. You can't really recycle it. But you can do the gray sky clearing, and the gray sky can help you out. You just leave your timer on for a longer time, and just put your picture next to your monitor screen so the light beam can connect to your energy. In fact, if you, for some reason, have a pet or animal, and maybe all of a sudden you need to take that animal or pet to the vet or something, or even a family member going into a hospital, put the picture up in front of your monitor screen and do one of the clearings for them. Maybe a trauma clearing. You know, you have to, you know, pay for it, but, you know, maybe they need a whole lifetime trauma clearing, or maybe, you know, there's something else that you could do to help them. So anyway, there's always something that you can do with your picture with the light beam. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
That's a great tool that you can do if you are not going to be home and you know you're going to run into some weird energies. You can do just set up your computer with whatever clearing you're running, and you can do the photograph in front of there of yourself or whoever you're running the clearing for, and that can really help out. I know it's kind of overwhelming and to sort of, you know, be dealing with all these cordings. So a lot of the times, too, you can do, I think we talked about this last Monday, is the kind of like 911, which is, you know, the be here now, and the finger exercise, commanding your body energy to shrink wrap, and you know, all of those things that we mentioned, and those can really help you make sure you're in the present moment. And also, it's interesting, Ron, about the space clearing. You could run that maybe where you work, and somebody's asked me on the fast chat, if they experienced a dark place, do they need a space clearing or a dark side practitioner, curses, hexes, spells clearing?
If the people there are doing that, you know, you walk by a storefront or something and they're doing some type of meditations or mantras and you feel all this dark energy come out the front door, then, yeah, you probably want to do that type of clearing, dark side practitioner. After that, you know, you may want to clean yourself out, you know, be or feel protection. Maybe even skin misting water could probably help. You could do a timeline crash. Let's say you're walking by Joe's crystal shop, right? And he's, you know, having a get-together with 50 people in there, and they have the crystals, you know, on their third eye or something, meditating or whatever, and projecting energy into them, and he's teaching them how to do that. And then all of a sudden you go, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me? Well, you could look at the time on your watch and do a timeline crash for that to get you off of that timeline, because you may have been connected to it as you're walking by his front door. Remember, once you make that eye contact, you're hooked up, even if you don't believe it. So you didn't walk into the store, but you felt the energy, you looked over that way, and they were trying to connect you, which they probably did instantly, energetically, to what they're doing. So, remember, people are very psychic, and they can draw people into their groups without them knowing about it. So there's a lot that goes on that you don't know about, and that's why the timeline crashes are so good, to get you off of that timeline of whatever it would be. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Ron, really quick, somebody, actually, it's funny you mentioned the crystals, because somebody was asking on the fast chat what they should do with crystals. And I know, like, I've brought mine into the light chamber to have them neutralized. And I just heard a beep. So I think we have a caller. There's a caller on the line. Who's out there? Hi, you're live on the air with Ron. Hello, is anybody there?
Can you hear me?
I heard a beep. Yes, hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Okay, great. This is Barbara. I have a question about clones.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. The question I have is, do ghosts and entities want to reside with the clones?
I don't think the clone has any body energy, because it's not created by the light. So typically, they know light, and they want light. That's why they come into people. But the clone does not offer that to them. So I would say normally the answer would be no. They cannot have those because they're a different life form.
Okay, so
now,
it could be possible
that you could pick up an alien, you know, type of energy, you know, from an alien entity. That's definitely possible. But as far as these people picking up something and having it with them, I would say, as of right now, I would say no.
Okay. So what about if they've had the light infusion done on them?
That will help them to bring light into their body. That's very good.
But will the entities, like the energetic ghost spirit bodies, want to go inside them then?
It all depends how much spirit energy they have and if that's possible. So if you're asking me if you did it one time for a person and are they going to draw entities and things to them, I really can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
But they probably don't have an emotional body. And so typically by not having an emotional body, they may not be drawing entities which deal with emotions.
Okay. Also, too, I realized I got abducted the other day. I went out to eat, and when I left the house, I had my money with me, and I stopped and parked in the parking lot, and I opened my purse up, and I combed my hair and, you know, did the female primp and stuff, and then I closed it up. I had everything in my purse, and my purse was normal. I got inside and was waiting in line to go eat, and I opened up my purse to get my money out to pay for my meal, and I noticed that my purse was all jumbled up and everything wasn't right inside of it, and I went to looking around and my money was gone. So the aliens stole my money.
Oh, that's unusual. I wonder where they're, well, maybe they have another alien down here who wanted some money.
Did you happen to notice if your car was replicated when you came back? Like, did you have trouble finding your car or anything?
No. I think I was abducted while I was in line.
Well,
I'm serious.
A lot of times, somehow the line that people stand in to pay money for service or groceries, et cetera, that could be a place where abductions occur. So everybody listening, naturally this is what you do anyway. When you get into that line, pay close attention and see if you see any glitches. See if you see things that are different. What happened recently, went into a store and commented on the person's blouse that they were wearing. Well, it goes a little, okay, this town has a certain race of people in it. I won't give the name of the race, but the people are living in this town for a long time. They're, you know, they have family roots here going back probably to the get-go. And so anybody who comes to the town that is not one of the family members or cousins, they're treated like an outcast, okay? And so a person was talking to probably one of the relatives ahead in the checkout line, and so their implants kind of matched up, and they were able to talk. Well, after making the comment about how nice the shirt looked, the person didn't say anything, like they were turned off because the implants were not activated because that particular race of people, we'll say, or even going even further, that alien race of people would not acknowledge another person. All they wanted was to talk to their own race. And so that was quite interesting. Now, the other lady who was doing the bagging of stuff at the grocery store was normal, although it did have the robotic type of saying, you know, that they all say, you know, thank you for shopping here or something. But that was interesting. The person should have really caught on to, oh, person recognizes that I have this blouse on with a heart on it, you know. But no comment, like their ears were turned off, you know. So that's what happens. So you might take note when you're standing in line at the grocery store. See the comments that the checker makes to each person, and also watch the people in line before you and after you, and see how the energy feels. So this is your homework. And if you become conscious of this, maybe you won't be abducted. So, you know, it just, and nobody, after hearing this experience about having their money taken out of their purse, is not going to like that anyway. Nobody would, you know, even want that to happen, but yeah, this is what happens a lot, and you know, things are strange. So Barbara, I guess I'll say thank you for calling. Our show is about ready to come to an end. And
okay, I have one other little thing to say about the races of the people here.
Okay.
They are very, very tall. I've noticed that Walmart is selling 33-inch bicycles now. And when I go out to try to buy a dress or something, I can't buy dresses anymore because the skirt waistline is over my head.
Oh no! Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
The girls are
very interesting.
Girls are like 6 foot tall, and the men are like 7.
Huh.
Yeah. The
that's really, really interesting, Barbara.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of redheaded people. They started coming in about a year ago. And they all have a backstory because these are older people. So if you notice, you know, being in California, you know, normally it's the California blonde people, you know, at least when I grew up, but almost everybody had brown or blonde hair typically. I won't say that, you know. Anyway, that's the way it used to be. Remember the old Beach Boy songs, you know, about that. And now everything has changed, but you very seldom see around anymore blonde-haired young women or men, you know, going back a couple of generations probably, you know, but they don't exist. And all of a sudden now the redheads are showing up, you know, and you go, wow, all of a sudden there's redheads? You know, there's like, you can probably see 3 or 4 a day without even thinking about it. And,
another thing that I've seen around here are albinos, a lot of albinos with blue eyes and absolutely no pigment to their hair or their skin. And I've seen, like,
aliens.
Multiple albinos in families.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah,
the kids are albinos and the parents are normal. Weird.
Yeah, that's the abductions, probably test tube babies, and they drop them in. And remember, they all have a backstory. So if you try to analyze this and you go, wow, you know, how is that? Well, the backstory is always with them, so it makes it look like it's real. And, you know, the parents will say, yeah, my child has always had this appearance, you know. And they will even have pictures. But that may not be true. It may just got dropped in that way so that everything kind of conforms to reality here. But, yeah, just look around for the weird stuff. An albino would probably be a completely different alien race. Okay, well thank you for that insight. That's very good.
Barbara, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we do have to wrap up the show. So thank you so much for calling.
I was needing to know what to do to keep my money from being stolen again, other than trying to pay attention that everything's weird.
Okay, to be here now, Clarine, maybe somebody could type in something on the fast chat because I don't have time to talk about it.
Yeah.
We need to get off it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, so thank you for calling in. Everybody, give her some help out there on the fast chat. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. Blessings, everybody. Next PBS program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I believe. Bye, everyone. Thank you.